This interview is taken from the latest episode of the Love the Jumps podcast.
It was tough to take last year with missing out by 7, but in some ways it's been a learning curve for me. It's the most difficult race in the world to get into. I think that's fair. I feel that we've learnt an awful lot more about the horse from last year to this year, having a summer out at grass and bringing him back gradually my own way. Last year I had to batter him to get into the Beecher Chase, working very, very hard within the 6 weeks I had him. This year I've had a long run at it to get him to the Beecher, and I'll implement those things going into the Grand National this year.
And will you stop off en route, or is he going straight to the National?
No, we'll go straight to the National. As a horse that likes to run well, fresh. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to take him straight there. We've got a gallop that's 7 furlongs long and rises 302 feet from the box to the top. We've also got extensive grass gallops. Before the Beecher, we gave him 3 2-mile grass gallops. He'll be getting those and some before the National.
Fiat Leon Rouge is in there. We beat you in the Beecher, but the weight suggests you'll beat him this time.
I'm not afraid of anything if we line up in the race. I can't be. I have a total confidence in my horse, the way he jumps and the way he attacks those fences. This is a different horse.
And what does it mean to Jimmy Moffat to go home tonight thinking you're going to have a runner in the National on the 8th of April?
I think it's an opportunity for a small yard like mine to maybe put your mark on things. I believe I've been in races before and I've had luck in the bigger races before, and those are the things that sort of set you up as a trainer. And you need these things. You need to keep putting your head above the poppies now and again to say you're here.
You must be looking forward already, but there's a lot of sleepless nights between now and the 8th of April, isn't there?
You've got to be on the ball when the horse is out and doing his job all the time, and it never really leaves you, but I sleep well.
To hear more interviews like this, just head over to the main Love the Jumps channel for the full podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes or your preferred podcasting platform. Just search for Love the Jumps.